Last week's Board of Trustees meeting started like any other, with recognition for exceptional students who attend Muncie Community Schools.
Two of our juniors have been selected to represent Southside High School at the annual Richard G. Luger Symposium for Tomorrow's Leaders. They are Taylor Donovan, if you would come forward.
But the meeting turned as supporters of Southside High made a final impassioned plea to save their school.
My name is Beverly Donovan. My daughter was one of the people that got recognized. And I just want to let people know that she will change schools. She's already told me that she will not go to Central.
The school district spent the summer collecting feedback from the community at town hall meetings. But Muncie Superintendent Tim Heller says the most popular option, converting Central and Southside into 7 through 12 junior-senior schools, just wouldn't work. So next year, all high school students in the district will move to Central, Southside will reopen as a middle school, and the district will close Wilson Middle School.
You know, I was principal of Muncie South for 3 years, but by the same token, my goal is to continue to meet the payroll on the 5th and 20th of each month.
Declining enrollment has cut revenue coming in from the state, and the district is one of the hardest hit by property tax caps. Chief Financial Officer Mark Burkhart says revenue next year will be down 89% from before the caps took effect.
We have about a $4 million transportation fund levy, and if you're going to give us about 11% of that, you're a little over $400,000. Our contracts with our fleet contractor exceed $3 million a year for regular daily bus service.
Repurposing and closing buildings will save the district about $1.7 million a year, enough to keep pace with declining enrollment, but not enough to offset property tax losses. That's why earlier this month, Muncie put a 39-cent tax levy before voters to fund transportation. District officials told voters if the referendum failed, they'd be hard-pressed to keep school buses running.
The tax caps, they still want to blame the tax cap.
Chris Hyatt is a local businessman and vice president of Citizens of Delaware County for Good Government, a group that opposed the referendum.
And in this instance, we have a school corporation that is in dire straits right now, fiscally. Are there options that are viable and alternatives to taking the school bus away from our children? Oh, yeah.
And the majority of Muncie voters agreed with Hyatt. They rejected the referendum. That doesn't surprise Purdue University economist Larry DeBoer, who studies property tax referenda.
The transportation thing just doesn't seem to do the trick. Maybe people can't imagine what it would be like not to have transportation. Maybe people just don't believe that school corporation won't pull some money out of some hat somewhere and continue with the transportation.
Hyatt has a different theory. He says district officials in Muncie should have acted sooner to cut costs before bus service was on the line.
The schools need to immediately act, as they should have acted before the referendum. I truly believe that had they acted before the referendum and maybe in retrospect asked for less money, they might have had a successful effort.
But while Hyatt and other opponents of higher taxes would like to see the district find some other way to pay for transportation, Superintendent Heller says there's just not room in the budget.
We certainly don't have a surplus of money sitting any place that we can tap into.
The Indiana Department of Education still has to approve Muncie's request to stop bus service next school year. If the state rejects the waiver, then district officials will have to figure out how to pay for buses for 2 more years. Though that would leave time for another referendum attempt in 2015, there's no telling how successful it would be. Of the 11 Indiana school districts that have taken questions back to voters for a second try, only 4 have been successful. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.